Lies with Sarah Schaefer is a production of WNYC Radio.
Welcome to Lies. On Lies, we probe the mind of fascinating public figures, leaving no stone unturned and no truth told. I'm Sarah Schaefer. In a few moments, we're going to hear from comedian Jim Gaffigan, but first I'd like to answer a few tweets from some of our loyal listeners. From at Sandy Kingsmill 11. Hey, Sarah, loved your interview with Barack Obama. What did he smell like? Sandy, thank you very much. It was incredible. Now, first of all, we were playing basketball during the interview, so you would think he would stink. But little known fact, and this is something that his aides have really tried to suppress, he's really into Axe body spray. So he smelled like a frat boy. I was shocked by it. I mean, honestly, I think it might have something to do with Angela Merkel being so forgiving about that whole NSA thing, because he smelled so good and women cannot resist. Next, we've got, this is a real sweet one. It's from at Tina underscore XJY underscore 4XJN. Hello, my dear. I am waiting for your reply. Want friendship and romance. You know, I get stuff like this all the time and it's so sweet, but I'm open to friendship, but not necessarily romance, Tina underscore XJY underscore 4XJN. But I really appreciate you listening. Keep tweeting at me. Maybe we can strike up a friendship of some kind. But yeah, no on the romance. I'm good there. I'm good in that area. So, can't wait to get to this interview. Jim Gaffigan, he's here. He's a stand-up comedian, an actor, and now an author. His book, Dad is Fat, came out in 2013. Jim, welcome to Lies.
Thank you so much for having me. It's really exciting to be here, and a lovely swimsuit you have on.
Yeah, it's very warm.
And it's dry.
Yeah, it's super dry in here, so I'd like to be aired out and stuff. I want to begin with a little background here.
Okay.
So you're known for your numerous jokes about junk food and the quintessential lazy American lifestyle. Gotta say, I'm shocked to see you here before me. You're kind of cut like an Abercrombie model. I mean, what happened?
Well, I started my career as a tattoo model, and I had a pretty extensive...
Wait, you model tattoos?
Yes, I was a tattoo model. And so I was in a lot of magazines. I was in Tattoo Magazine. I was in Tattoo Hot Magazine. And, of course, Suicide Girls.
I mean, it seems like we're missing a big chunk of time here.
Right.
You know, you were the tattoo model, and now you're this Adonis before me.
Right.
What happened in between, you know, when you became the Jim Gaffigan that we all know?
Well, I spent some time off. I went back to where I grew up in Estonia, and I wanted to reconnect with my grandmother's from there. My grandfather, of course, is Japanese. And I went back to this small village, and I started studying gymnastics. And I worked with Bella Carolla, who, of course, is Adam Carolla's dad. And he trained me. That's when I was briefly married to Mary Lou Retton.
I did not know that you were married to Mary Lou Retton. That's something you've obviously tried to bury.
You know, yeah, I mean, we were married for a short period.
Right.
And it was kind of rocky.
What did she think of all the tattoos?
Well, she was not a fan of them. And she thought that it distracted from my smile. You know, she was like, look, as a couple, we're known for our smiles. I don't want people to be distracted by these tattoos, because I had tattoos all over my face. The only part of my body that was not tattooed was my foot.
What I want to know is, when did you gain all the weight?
I wrote a lot of books that were big in Europe. They didn't really come over here, but it was all about deconstructing the beauty myth.
Okay.
And I didn't want to live my life as an Adonis. So I went through a very painful surgery to get a lot of hair removed.
Wow.
I went through the depigmentation surgery. I
don't
know if you've heard of that. Very painful. And actually took 8 years. And I was like, this is taking too long. And they were like, look, it's going to be more painful if we move faster. And I said, you know what? With Mary Lou here, I think I'll be able to get through it.
Well, and then, of course, that's when all the tattoos were gone, too.
That's when all the tattoos.
That was part of that process.
And, you know, I got rid of all the tattoos, and, of course, over here it starts becoming popular.
Oh, of course. Isn't that just the way?
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if depigmentation starts taking off here, Because I remember I was picking up my, have you ever heard of the CNN Heroes thing? Mm-hmm. I won my eighth last night. And
eight? I mean, that's, eighth. I didn't know they gave them repeat.
I'm the only one.
Oh, okay.
And I got that, and Anderson Cooper turned to me, and he said, can I kiss you? And I said, no, Anderson, you can't kiss me. And then we made out.
You're such a trickster in that way.
I'm a trickster.
Yeah.
Trickster.
I mean, that's lucky for Anderson.
Yeah.
I mean, how many people can say they've made out with you?
Right. And he's like, can I might get that digma. I shouldn't reveal this, but he was like, I might get that depigmentation surgery so that I can be a little bit paler. And I was like, you go. You know, most of Scandinavia was Hispanic.
Right.
Prior to me swinging through, kind of giving makeup consultations. Anyway, so then I come over and I say, do I want to be evaluated? Do I want my comedy to be evaluated?
All throughout this, you're doing comedy.
I was doing comedy. Yeah. I was doing a lot of mime, banjo work, basic tomfoolery. You know, I didn't want to, really my commentary on, through my comedy, like people are like, oh, he's just talking about food, but I'm not talking about food. I'm talking about man's inability to deal with food.
Your book is called Dad is Fat.
Mm-hmm.
And yet here you are,
right,
as slim as Pee Wee Herman in his prime.
Right.
How's that going to work for you when you're on book tour?
It's a good question.
People are going to be looking for
fat
Jim Gaffigan.
I'll wear a fat suit.
And
sometimes people will be like, oh, we want you to perform at this gala for the United Nations. And I'll be like, all right. And they're like, oh, but you're too thin. And I'm like, well, I guess we could get a fat suit made.
Isn't that crazy? The pressures of our society pressuring you to be bigger.
And then George Lucas came in, boom, got me a fat suit.
Okay, so you and your wife, your current wife, have five kids.
Five.
Any plan for more kids?
Well, the plan is that we hope to have maybe like five or six more.
Oh, wow.
Right. Because I remember when my wife said, I don't want to have kids. And I said,
Not even the first five.
Not at all.
Okay.
I mean, but I'm a feminist, right?
Right.
So I said, you're going to have these kids, whether you like it or not. I remember I had a friend come over whose name, it's not important, but it was Bono. And he came over and he said, why is your wife handcuffed to a sink? And I said, she's not handcuffed. She's having a timeout.
Okay.
It's not like an official form of kidnapping because no one knows about it, but she wants to have the kids now. I mean, she listens to this ongoing tape of I Like to Have Children I had her say, and then it plays in her kind of room that she, it has a toilet in there.
All right, let's go to the phones. We've got thousands of callers on the line here, but and I'm sorry we can't get to all of you, but here's Bill from Wichita. Bill, you're on the air.
Hi, Sarah. Big fan of the show. It's very entertaining every week. I love the show.
Thank you.
And Jim, I'm a big fan of your comedy, but also I am a big fan of your Bikram yoga DVDs.
Thank you.
I liked your Bikram before I even liked your comedy.
Well, thank you. You know, it's very flattering because I consider myself a yogi, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's where a lot of my comedy comes from.
Right.
And, you know, now that I have these children, I will turn to them and I'll say, don't worry if you fall, because we're all going to fall in life as long as you fall with a little equanimity.
Oh, wow.
Which is a big yogi thing that I came up with. And I don't know if you've tried, Bill, I don't know if you've tried my yogi yogurt. I've got a whole line of yogi yogurt.
Oh, I love yogurt. Yeah. I would love that.
By the way, Bill, if I could just bring up that I also am starting a program as a life coach, and you can get that at my website, jimgaffigan.com. Mm-hmm. Sign up for a life coach session. They're only $2,000 a session, where mostly you fill in tons of forms online, and then when you hit submit, it all disappears.
That sounds like a great opportunity for people looking for a little guidance.
Jim Gaffigan, life coach.
All right, we've got Beth from St. Louis. Beth, you're on the line.
Oh, hi, I'm Lynn. Hi, Sarah. Big fan. Tim, this question is for you. I'm a huge, huge fan.
Well, thank you.
Of a lot of other comedians. I'm starting out in comedy, and I'm just wondering if maybe you could give me a pro tip, as they say.
Well, I'm just curious. Are you, I can't really tell by your voice, are you male or female?
I am female.
You're female. Okay. Just understand that it is a little bit more difficult for women in comedy because, you know, going back to Lucille Ball and Carol Burnett, there have really not been that many women that have been successful in comedy. So I think the most important thing to do is to challenge authority. I know here we are on this very conservative radio station that is dealing with propaganda. And I would sit there and I would take a look at it. You know what I mean? Because we exist really in 1984. I mean, I'm not talking about the book. I'm talking about, like, did they do a movie version of that? I don't. Anyway, Animal Farm was a pretty interesting idea.
Right.
But, you know, the pigs could walk, but everyone knows that, of course, the most delicious food comes from pigs.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that should probably get you started at your
really
first
helpful.
Open mic.
Thanks again.
Also, get a funny name.
Okay. Thanks again.
Yeah. Really only two, you only could think of two female comedians.
Well, you know, I walk around and people say, oh, he's a good looking guy.
Yeah.
But how do you know I don't have a vagina? What I'm saying is that I think that we get caught up in a lot of baggage. We get caught up in a lot of titles, like, oh, he's that or this or that,
right.
When the reality is that they might be that or this.
Jim, can't thank you enough for coming on
Thank
Lies.
You so much. This has been amazing.
Jim Gaffigan, you can get his life coach sessions on jimgaffigan.com.
Makeup consultations.
Makeup consultations, his Bikram Yoga DVDs, and also his book, Dad is Fat.
Yeah, well, maybe.
I mean, you can interpret that title as you wish.
Right.
And look for him appearing in clubs and theaters all over the country in his fat suit. Jim Gaffigan, everyone.
Thank you so much, Laura.
It's Sarah.
Lies is produced by Curtis Fox and Sharon Mashihi. Our sound engineer is Bill O'Neill. Chris Bannon is the executive producer. Lies was created by Sarah Schaefer and is produced by WNYC New York and distributed by Nerdist Industries.
Can you take your hand off my knee now?
I mean, all right, if you want me to.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think an hour is long enough.